Tucked away in the northwest corner of Wyoming is one of the largest gun collections in the world. The Cody Firearms Museum just got a makeover. It's moved away from being a monument to guns and toward being an educational space on gun safety, history, and culture. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kadelska takes us on a tour.
The Cody Firearms Museum is located at the Buffalo Bills Center of the West alongside four other museums and near the east entrance to Yellowstone National Park. So often, people just happen upon the Firearms Museum. That was the case for Kim Cato and her family visiting from Idaho.
We were not planning to go in here.
Kim says that's because of her own previous experience with the museum.
I was here as a child, and my dad dragged me through, and it just rows and rows of guns, and it was just not exciting.
But now, the recently renovated museum seemed more intriguing. So Kim and her husband, Kevin, their 12-year-old son, Tyson, and 15-year-old daughter, Jillian, take a tour with Ashley Lubinsky, the curator.
So we're going to start right here. A lot of times when you talk about firearms history, you think about the history of technology, but it is also a history of people. And with that history of people, it can be good, bad, and indifferent.
In an effort to address the good, the bad, and the indifferent, the first gallery is focused on basic firearm safety, especially where kids are involved.
And then we walk up to an interactive table, and the first thing you see is, do you know what to do if they're kind of out in the real world and they encounter a firearm?
A set of rules are mounted at a height designed to be read by children. They include stop, don't touch the firearm, get an adult or a law enforcement officer. Kim finds this really helpful.
We had an experience where a child climbed over the fence and handed my son a gun, and didn't you try to shoot it?
No, I didn't even touch it.
What?
Some of the details are murky. Nothing bad happened, but it was scary for the family.
Tyson, are you aware of these rules now?
Yes.
This is the kind of conversation the museum is trying to foster. Next, Lubinsky takes the Catos to the Cost of War exhibit.
And as we're walking into this gallery, really the first thing you kind of encounter is this big graphic. And some of the scenes that you see the gravestones at Arlington Cemetery, as well as some children affected by war.
They also hear about Audie Murphy. He's the World War II veteran and actor who broke a taboo of the time by talking about his experience with what we would now call post-traumatic stress disorder. And the family learns during the Civil War some arms were produced by enslaved peoples. And finally, the Catos stand in front of a big black and white mural. It was produced by the artist known as J.R. in partnership with Time magazine. 15-year-old Jillian Cato gives her take.
It's a big group of people. Many of them have signs. It seems to be a debate, a huge debate. One side is anti-gun and the other side is pro-gun rights.
As the family looks at the mural, the father, Kevin, says they aren't really gun enthusiasts.
I'm not into killing anything. There's no reason to have a gun, I guess, if you're not going to try to kill something. I have really enjoyed, though, and look forward to doing a little more research into the history of the guns and how they affect warfare.
That's the goal of the new Cody Firearms Museum. Not to win people over, but to help them learn and think about gun culture. For NPR News, I'm Camila Kadelska in Cody, Wyoming.